meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program today. My name's Bob Arthurs. It's my privilege to spend the next half hour with you here on 91.5 FM WMIE. Today's Modern Worship, and we want to invite you out to our services this week. I'm going to be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night, and would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We had a great time at a conference that we were at last week. Just phenomenal. And there were two speakers. One was Samuel Rodriguez, who is the head of one of the National Hispanic Ministerial Associations, the largest one in the country. And wow, he just brought such an inspirational word in the services that he was speaking at. And then Alton Garrison, he's our retiring assistant general superintendent for the Assemblies of God. And he made this statement that conference was probably the best he had ever been a part of as far as inspiration and strategic. And he went on to describe how that in America, 61% of the churches are under 100, and basically the same figures for the Assemblies of God. And some, you know, like 31% are under 50. We're somewhere in between there. We're in between the 50 and the 100 mark. And he said, you know what? Churches of that size do something better than what larger churches do. And he wasn't saying that larger churches were better, smaller churches were better, medium-sized church. He said God has an expression of all of those because people need different things. One of the things that we do at Merit Assembly of God is we are very much like a family. And I am unapologetic in creating, you know, in that characteristic. We want to be family. We are family not by birth. We are family not by blood, but we are family by choice and family due to our love for Jesus Christ. And so we enjoy one another. We pray with one another. We share meals with one another. And that is something that we are very much, and we are not of the us four and no more persuasion. We are looking for our family to expand and to grow. And so if you're looking for people that you can connect with, we'd like to invite you to Merit Assembly of God. We are blessed to be a blessing. And that is not just a status, it's a mission. We are to be a blessing. But we can't be a blessing without God first blessing us. That's just the reality. Today I want to say thank you to a person who is a genuine blessing, and that is Bill Andrike at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And if you're air conditioner is not functioning the way that you would like it to function, I want to encourage you, you need to call Bill Andrike, 321-759-3284. If you're in the central part of the county, he can come take a look at it and get you up and running and experiencing that coolness, that proper climate. You know, everybody's got a different comfort zone. Some people like it 78, some people like it 72, but if it doesn't get to their comfort zone, I even know people that like it down into like 63, that if you don't get it to that appropriate comfort zone, you're still going to be miserable. And so Creative AC Solutions can come, they can take a look at your unit, they can see what it is that's going on. Sometimes it might be something big. Sometimes it could be something as simple as a clogged condensation line. And if so, you might want to try doing that yourself, cleaning your condensation line out, putting a hose to it and flushing it out, or putting a shop vac to it and sucking those things out. Everything's got to have a place to go. You know, if your coils freeze up, it might not be because your unit isn't working right. It could be that it's just not getting the airflow across the coils on the outside of the unit, the inside of the unit. Creative AC Solutions, they will deal with you with integrity. And I can tell you, with the heat of this last summer, that there's been a big demand placed on AC companies. And so if you are not pleased with your current company, give Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, if you're in the central part of Brevard County, and they will come and get you fixed up. So like I said on yesterday's program, we are let no one deceive you, and we're talking about end times events here. Don't let people manipulate you as to living in fear or living in dread or living in denial. You know, we live in a society right now that says, oh, well, everybody's going to heaven anyway. That's not what the Bible teaches. And the Bible says that for a society that rejects God, that there is going to come a time when God is going to allow this man of sin, or son of perdition, this man of lawlessness, and this son of destruction to arise, so that society sees what it is really like to live with God out of the equation. It's not pretty. You don't want to experience it. Live your life. This is my philosophy on life, and it's because when I look at the scriptures, I see that the Pharisees, they were so confident that they had the return of, or the coming of the Messiah all figured out, that when it happened, they missed it. And so even though I'm confident in my theology, I want to live with these two motivations in my life. And that is, I want to be living my life in such a way that if the return of the Lord happened right now, the Bible does describe it, that it's going to be coming quickly, that it will be like a thief in the night, that no matter when it happens, I'm ready to go be with Jesus. The other is that I want to live my life with such determination and such commitment to my Lord and my Savior and my God, that no matter how ugly life gets, it will never offer me anything that could persuade me to live for anyone else other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So be prepared to live out your entire life for the glory of God, but also be prepared that your last breath could come at any moment. So we want to be ready for him. The son of perdition. Verse number 4, we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to look at a little bit of the characteristics. We're not here to answer the questions. We're here to set the stage so that you would recognize, because the entire point of this is let no one deceive you. Let no one deceive you. Verse number 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So let's look a little bit at some of the characteristics. This person, this man of lawlessness, this son of destruction, he is going to oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. I wrote this down as I was preparing to come in and do this program, and it says, those who oppose authority cannot tolerate opposition to their own authority. those who oppose authority cannot tolerate opposition to their own authority. I will tell you that at one point in time, I had a person that said that the reason that they were at Merit Assembly of God, this person is no longer there, was that they were there to oppose me. And so when I told that to my spiritual authorities, the one who had placed me there, they said, that's not scriptural. It has no biblical foundation. And so if I came up with an idea, their default was to embrace the opposite idea just to provide opposition. So this son of perdition, this man of sin and lawlessness opposes everything that is of God. And so you might think, well, you know, if he's opposing that group, then I want to align myself with him because I'm not real fond of that group either. But I want to point out to you that it doesn't stop there. It goes, not only is he opposed all that is called God, but everything that is worshiped. This person, this man of lawlessness that is going to be revealed, he will oppose everything that's not of him. Everything that is not of him. He is not only going to oppose God, but it says that he will exalt himself above everything that is called God. Now, when I hear I begin to think back to the way that Lucifer behaved, and he says, I am going to ascend on high. I am going to be like God. I. And you and I, we are not to be full of ourselves. We are supposed to be filled with the glory of God. Listen to what it says. It's in Isaiah chapter 14, verse number 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations, for you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. It's one thing to make all of those I declarations until you realize that God's not going to, he didn't create you for that purpose, and he's not going to allow that purpose. Verse number 15 says, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. One of the things that I've had to learn being a pastor is it's okay for people to come in and say stuff, but I have to pay attention more to the things that they do, the way that they live, than the things that they speak. Anybody can speak and say anything. The Bible describes the devil will come in as a roaring lion. It doesn't say that he will be a roaring lion. There is only one lion whose roar I care about, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And so this man of lawlessness will oppose and exalt himself. Have you ever tried to lift yourself up unaided? It is exceptionally difficult to do. I cannot exalt myself. I can't lift myself out of a rut, much less lift myself above God. That's what exalt. You know, one of my favorite worship choruses of all time is, I exalt thee. I exalt thee. That's what we were created to do, was to exalt the Lord our God. We are not here to exalt ourselves. We are not here to exalt government. We are here to exalt the Lord our God. And so I'm not here to exalt, money or any other creation of God. I'm here to exalt the Creator God, not the creation of God. So, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Now, like I say, many times that might start with a group that you're not a big fan of. There are a lot of people who don't like Christianity in its biblical form. And so they'll be okay with this man of lawlessness coming in and exalting himself against biblical Christianity. But he won't stop there. You know, when you look at history, once a lawless person has risen to dictatorial powers, they do not stop until every threat to their power has been eliminated. And they don't start at the bottom, they start at the top. And so you will see that in lawless societies, education is not something to be desired. It's something to be eliminated. And the press will be eliminated. And, you know, not only will this faith be eliminated, but this faith, that faith, the other faith, every faith, because this person of lawlessness wants it to be clearly seen that he is to be worshipped. It goes on. It says, all that is worshipped so that he sits as God in the temple of God. So there is a mindset. I'll just throw a couple of possibilities out there that says that there's going to be a temple that's built and that this person is going to sit himself in that temple to be worshipped. I will also point out to you that there's another possibility, and that is that you and I are called the temple of the Holy Spirit, the body of Christ. We're recognized as the temple of the Holy Spirit. And this person is just going to set himself up in the temple as an object of worship. Anyone that has to be worshipped is being set up for a fall, for a great disappointment. I believe that that is one of the reasons why there are so many famous people who end up struggling with marital relations, marital covenant, marital commitment, and that is because everybody tells them that they're so wonderful. Listen, there's a principle that the world operates by, and that is they will promote you to the level of your incompetency. And so if you ever get to that place where a person doesn't think that you are the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they're not just fawning over every word that you say, then people who've been taught that they are God's gift to society, that there's never been a better person, a person of greater beauty, then the next thing you know, there's strife and there's discord, there's disharmony, and then there's division. And so I think that it is very important for us to remember that we keep ourselves in check. We do not allow our own personalities to rise to that level where we think. If you look in the scriptures, any time an angel sent by God is worshipped, that angel from God says, no, 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 no. Don't worship me. Don't worship me. Worship God. If you ever hear a spirit that doesn't correct a person whenever they are said to be an object of worship, run from them. I remember hearing people say things about politicians, that they were the Messiah. And it's like, I just read the book of Acts, and Herod, there were some people who were trying to make peace with him because they were dependent upon Herod for their food supply. And they said, this is not the voice of a man. This is the voice of God. And immediately that Herod was stricken because he did not give glory to God. being worshiped is not what we were created for. Worshiping the one true God was what we were created for. Verse number 4 ends this way, showing himself that he is God. Have you ever tried to live proving to somebody just how awesome you were? It's really, really difficult. Because the closer you get, the more that person will see and experience the flaws that we have. Everybody has flaws someplace. So we were at the conference and somebody was saying, praise God, that person was revealing themselves that they are real, that they face struggles just the same way that we do. A lot of people want you to put on a facade. They want you to say, you know what? If you were as good as I was, you wouldn't be having any problems. But this man of lawlessness, everything about him is exalting himself, opposing anything that is not himself, and showing himself that he is God. Anybody claims that they're Jesus, run from them. Anybody that demands that you worship the ground that they walk on, run from them. Because it's only going to be a matter of time before they fall. I've read a little bit about some people who claimed to be the Messiah, and the lack of perfection in their life was really easy to see. Listen, I am an imperfect human being. Every human being that I know is an imperfect human being. I'm not worshiping any of those people. I'm not worshiping me. I'm not worshiping anybody else. The only person I'm going to worship is Jesus, because he's the only one that was willing to die for me. People who are demanding that everybody see themselves as God will not suffer for you, will not give for you, will not intercede for you. You are not the object of their affection. You are the obstacle to their affection. Paul writes in verse number 5, "Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things?" Remember, we started off with, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you that those who have died have already missed it. Don't let anybody deceive you that says it's already come. There's no reason to keep on pressing on. Listen, that motive was to prevent people from telling others about the goodness of God and experiencing the forgiveness of God so that those people would die in these sins. And Paul says, don't you remember that I told you these things? Have you ever had those sorts of conversations? Earlier this week, I was not feeling real well in my body. I'd gone in to work. I managed to get through the first part of the day, and I said, you know what? I need to go home. I need to go home. And so I went home, and I went to bed. I took a nap, and at that particular point in time, my phone just began to have all sorts of activity on it. We had had a situation that had arisen last weekend where my one of my grandkids needed some medical attention, and there was all sorts of communication going on about the good report that we were getting and that, and we praise God for that. And then I got a phone call. And so when I got up later in the day and I began to function, I was feeling better. I was able to do a few things. And I looked at my phone to, and I said, oh, I've got to call that person. I haven't spoken to them. And I looked, and there at the top of my recent calls list was that I'd had a conversation with that person. And I said, I don't remember having a conversation with them. Well, the reason I didn't remember it is because I wasn't feeling well and I was asleep. And then it's like, when did that conversation happen? Did I call them? Did they call me? And finally I managed to put everything together, and then I remembered the conversation that we had. That's what this verse is in verse number 5. It's that call registry that shows up on your phone that says, we've had this conversation. I don't know if you've ever had a conversation with somebody and they said, we've already talked about this. This is the decision that we made. This is the outcome of it. This is what you said. This is what I said. Oh, yeah, now I remember. That's what Paul is saying. Don't you remember that when we were talking about people who were coming in trying to deceive others about the time of the Lord's appearing, we already equipped you for success with this. We talked about it in advance so that you would remember in case anyone tried to deceive you. Now, I will tell you this. It's awfully hard to remember something you've never learned. So you and I, we need to be equipping ourselves with the word of truth so that we are able to recognize the lies of the enemy, because the devil is a liar. Whenever he lies, he speaks his native language. And in the land of deception, truth is offensive. You just need to prepare yourself for that. Be a person of truth, live truth. And if people get offended with you speaking the truth to them in love, whoops, sorry about that. But we need to make sure that we know the word of truth so that we are not deceived, so that we are not led astray, and so that we do not abandon our faith and hope, our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and start embracing some lawless society that will never, I tell you what, lawlessness has been tried for thousands of years. It always ends up the same way, in pain, suffering, heartache, and ruin. But I tell you what, when we do life God's way, it works out tremendously for all of eternity. God bless you. We'll see you Monday right
here
on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Church with joy.